Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Based on the teachings of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and what we have received from him through reliable sources, through reliable chains of transmissions, and from reliable narrators, we understand that a believer is one who deserves Allah's pleasure, and for him there will be a good life and happiness, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. A believer is the one in whom the following, characteristics are found. And these are characteristics which are highly important and very critical. Now, the first characteristic is that doing what are lawful and righteous. So, a believer does what is lawful. And a believer has good morals and he treats people with respect. This is number two. And number three, he purifies his heart and soul and he does not hate others and he is not hypocritical. And number four, he spends whatever he has out of his wealth in the cause of Allah and in the field of charity. And of course, charity has to begin at home. As long as you have your poor family members, as long as your family members are in need, you have to support them first. As long as there are poor people in your city and in your neighborhood, as long as there are people who are indigent, who are needy, and who live from hand to mouth in your immediate neighborhood, then you have to support them, you have to help them. And when we, for example, we give the example of for example, khums in zakat, to just give you an example, for example, zakat al-fitr, we cannot give this to people in other cities as long as we have them in our city. That's very important. So we have to, first of all, charity is very important because the Quran says, وَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You should give from whatever you like. For example, you have money in your savings account, you have things which you like and which are precious, which are expensive. And if you want to attain reward, you have to give infaq and you have to give in charity from things that you like.
ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
We have a true believer is one who is not offensive to anyone. He is modest, he is humble to other people, and he does not cause any harm to other people. That's also very important. Then, respecting others' rights. A true believer is one who respects others' rights. These characteristics are only found in true, faithful persons who know Allah well and who fear his punishment, because those who know him do not think much of this world's life and they don't care about this life because they are connected to God and they only wish to achieve the performance of as many good deeds as possible in order to gain the reward, in order to gain closeness to Allah. Obviously, brothers and sisters, the Holy Prophet has many teachings for us to follow. The Holy Prophet of Islam is a perfect model of generosity, of good manners, or he is a perfect human being. And of course, he is perfect in every sense. And we are talking about good manners. Good manners does not only mean that we should behave with other people in a proper way. That's not only good manners. That's good, and that's highly important. But it has a lot of other meanings. Generosity is also included in good manners, and charity is also included in good manners. Good manners, in fact, brothers and sisters, indicate the goodness of the upright human soul. It's an indication that the human soul is good. And of course, bad manners, on the other hand, indicates that the soul of that individual is evil and wicked. So a good human soul is like a sweet flower from which fragrant perfume is emitted. Conversely, one which is wicked can be likened to a poisonous smell that harms people. That's the similarity. A bad person with bad moral attributes, with bad moral qualities, is like a poisonous and ill-smelling or a foul-smelling thing that bothers people, that creates problem for other people. Brothers and sisters, Allah bids us towards the best morals. Allah instructs us to follow the best morals, and He will reward us accordingly on the resurrection day. And Allah forbids us against bad morals, for which He will duly punish us. If we happen to commit those bad morals, He will punish us. So bad morals cause the destruction of society and the spread of corruption. He who commits haram things, he who commits vices or corruption, his personality will be disliked and he will be liable to punishment, will have no place in the society, because a person, as I said in one of the previous episodes, has no place in society as long as he is bad, as long as he does not repent sincerely, as long as he does not prove that he is a good human being.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
A man with good morals is considered the foundation on which the structure of a sound Islamic society is built. And of course, he is among the causes of giving strength to Muslims. As I said, a person with good morals is definitely the pillar of society. And the society is made up of pillars. A society is made up of different elements and different pillars, one of which is good morals. And of course, if we want to have a perfect Islamic society, every individual must follow the example of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and must, assimilate themselves to the Prophet, peace be upon him. They have to conduct themselves in a way which does not harm others, which does not bother other Muslims, other people. And brothers and sisters, if Muslim communities lose their good morals of justice, mercy, and benevolence, they will be destroyed. And all the scientific progress and abundance of wealth will not prevent the destruction of the society. So when moral principles are abandoned, the quality of life is disrupted, and of course, the entire society will be led astray. That's all for this session, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.